This is an Equity Mates Media podcast.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own talent.
Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, the podcast where we answer all of your money and investing questions. My name is Bryce, and today we have...
This is the $100 challenge. Fun and creative ways to earn or save an extra $100 a month.
That's it. Today is the $100 challenge. And as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you?
I'm very good, Bryce. I'm pumped after that sting. Yes, it's 2024. We are doing stings this year. And that's the first one on JSI.
That's
and it will not be the last.
The year of the sting.
All right. But this... The stings might be new, but the challenge is old. We started the $100 challenge last year and we are continuing it this year. If you're new to the show, if you don't know what the $100 challenge is, welcome. We will get to that. But a quick reminder before we do, the Equity Mates Community Survey is live.
It is live and it is your opportunity to let us know how we're going and how you would like Equity Mates and Get Started Investing to be formed over 2024. We want to know what content you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, and what you think we're doing well. Your input genuinely does make a difference to how we plan out content for the 12 months ahead. So please take 5 minutes to fill out the form and you'll go in the draw to win $500 if you complete it in full. Links in the show notes or on our social channels.
But most importantly, let us know in the survey what you think of the stings.
Yeah, give us some chance.
This is the $100 challenge. Fun and creative ways to earn or save an extra $100 a month.
Nice. Well, that's the sting. Should we also play our disclaimer sting before we get into it?
We should.
This is not financial advice.
Yes, any information on this show is for entertainment or education purposes only. Any advice is general. But let's go.
All right, let's do it. So the $100 challenge is our effort to either earn or save an extra $100 each month. Why $100 each month? Because $100 invested each month over 40 years and getting the market's historic average return, 8% a year, $100 a month over 40 years gets you $350,000. Small things consistently can add up to really meaningful amounts. That is the message that we try and talk about over and over again on this podcast, because that is at its core all you need to be an investor and all you need to grow wealth. And so we've been, you know, saving, we've been earning, you've been trying to start a drop shipping business, emphasis on trying.
We're not going to go down that rabbit hole in 2024, but I must say, a massive shout out to the one listener out there, and apologies that I didn't pull this information earlier, but just after we closed out the final $100 challenge in 2023, which was the culmination of me building my sunglasses website, it was live and it was available and ready to rock and roll. Literally 24 hours later, I had my first sale from an Equity Mates community member. So a huge thank you to that person. I hope you have got your sunglasses.
How many have you sold?
That doesn't matter.
Okay. Have you sold any other sunglasses?
I think I shut the account down. Yeah. Right. I didn't want to because I'd reached my period of discounted Shopify. I think it was like $4 a month for the first 4 months or something like that. And I'm like, I don't want to be paying $85 a month for this.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, people are having more success than Bryce, which is good to see, because the Equity Mates community has jumped on board. We had an email from Michael about what he is doing for the $100 challenge. He has signed up as a DoorDash delivery driver. He told us over email that he's done 1.5 to 2 hour shifts. And he's made about $90. So yeah. He can see that that's going to be a good source of extra income.
Yeah, when he finds himself scrolling aimlessly through Facebook or watching telly, he thinks, I could probably do something better with my time. Jumps out and gets some DoorDash deliveries done. So nice one, Michael. Keep them coming.
I respect the action because I often think that as well. But don't I action it. Don't action it. So, Michael, you're doing better than me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
But in this episode, we're going to actually be speaking to an EquityMates community member, Sam, who has embraced the $100 challenge and has his own scheme to make extra money, and it involves Lego.
Lego. Well, let's give Sam a call to find out how he's doing the $100 challenge. Well, this all started in our Facebook discussion group. I think I'd posted about my time as a young primary school kid where I would paint rocks and sell them out the front of our house along with the cups of water
We spoke about that on the podcast.
Spoke about selling cups of water to the guy who mowed lawns across the road from us. And Sam jumped on and said that he made a fair chunk of cash trading Lego. So, Sam, can you just start us at the beginning? How did this all come about, and what is it about trading Lego? How do you make money out of this?
Lego had always been like a hobby of mine and something I enjoyed, but I think I was like 17 in my last couple of years of school, and I spotted some used Lego on Gumtree, and there were some big sets, and I thought, man, that seems pretty cheap. So I ended up Googling how much those sets sell for, and I was like, oh, that's actually pretty good. So I ended up borrowing $120 off my dad, you know, went and drove and collected it all and then sold it all on eBay and paid him back and made some money, and that sort of the hustle, I guess.
Nice. Can you remember how much you traded that 120? Started with 120. Can you remember what you made the first sale for?
Yeah, it would have been like $200 to $300 to $400 around that range all up that like ended up making just from that first initial deal, and I paid my dad back and was like, wow, I think I can make some cash here. And yeah.
So what was fascinating in the Facebook chat that we were having was that you then have turned that $120 trading Lego into buying a car.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that is right.
So how much did you actually make in total from doing this?
So basically, I didn't have a job at the time. And so I think all up it started, it was about 2 to 3 months, and I ended up making enough to buy my first car. It was around $2,500. And then I also bought myself an iPhone and a PS5 as a teenager. You know, that's what you want. So yeah, I think it ended up being like $4,000 or $5,000 profit all up. I haven't listened to the podcast yet, which is why it all went into depreciating assets.
nice. I was going to say.
Wow. How long did it take you to make that $4,000 or $5,000? Like, are we talking a couple of years or?
No, it was probably like 2 to 3 months, but like it was proper hustling. Like, you know, I was meant to be doing my schoolwork in grade 12, and instead I was there like looking at Lego on like Facebook, Gumtree, like all that, just every half hour, just refreshing the keyword Lego. You'd have to wash a lot of it by hand because it can be pretty grimy. So it'd be like, you know, 20 kilos of loose bricks, just washing them by hand. That. So like it was a lot of work, but at the time I didn't have a job. So, you know, I had the spare time on my hands and made it happen.
Jeez, I love that. That's great. That is so good.
All right, Sam. Well, before we continue unpacking making money with Lego, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Get Started Investing. We're here with Sam and we're talking about how he's using Lego as part of the $100 challenge. The point of this is to understand if you're still continuing with this and now putting the hard-earned dollars or your expertise in now recognizing underappreciated and undervalued Lego sets and putting that into the market. So what is that? Is this something that you're still doing?
Yeah, I still, now that like I'm older and I've got a job and that, I don't necessarily hustle to do it. Still always keep an eye on like Gumtree and Facebook, and if stuff pops up, I'll go and pick it up and sell for profit. There's actually websites, because every Lego set has a unique set number. There's actually websites where you can copy and paste the set number, and that'll actually give you the sale data for the last 6 months, 12 months to like 5 years, similar to the same like data and graphs you'd have for stocks and shares. You can actually get like Lego set graphs. So yeah, sometimes I'll see a listing that might have 5 sets in it. You can just copy and paste the description, you know, put it into this website, and it'll actually tell you whether there's money to be made or not.
Wow. Epic. I love that. Epic. So for people who are interested in exploring this, what's the Lego website that you use?
Is called Brick Picker. But there's a few of them. Like there's another one called Brick Economy, but yeah, basically you can look up buy and sell data for Lego on Google and it'll come up with a heap of websites that, yeah, has all the graphs and stuff. It's really cool, actually.
Wow. This is a whole world that I just wasn't really familiar with. Like, I knew Lego was expensive, but I didn't know there's this whole, like, secondary almost investment market.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, it even goes as far because you can obviously hustle and, like, buy and sell used Lego, but even buying brand new Lego and actually investing in Lego sets, there's money to make too. So some sets you can actually buy, and if you sell the individual pieces in the set, you actually get more back than the recommended retail price of the set altogether.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because people like to build custom builds. So, you know, a set might be released with a real unique tile or a unique block, and if someone wants to build a custom set or a custom, like, model, you know, they need that one piece, so they'll, like, pay a good price just for that single piece. So, yeah, there's some sets you can buy for maybe $200, but then if you list the individual pieces, you get $300 back, which is a little bit of work, but, yeah, pretty crazy when you think about it.
Wow.
That's the value of the parts.
Yeah, yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah. As far as, like, investing in sets goes, is a big thing that people do is every year Lego will tell you at the start of the year what Lego sets are retiring. And that basically means that at the end of this set's no longer going to be on shelves and won't be produced, which means in the following year they usually go up. So what people will do is they'll look at the start of the year, what sets are retiring, and then when it's on sale during that year, they'll buy it and then sell it in the next couple of years after it retires and when the price goes up. So yeah, a really good example of that is there was a Lego Star Wars set that retired in 2022, retailed for $89, and like currently the average price is selling for around $370. So that's like 320% growth in the last 2 years on a Lego set, basically.
I'm looking at the Ultimate Millennium Falcon Collector Series at the moment, and it's $1,300.
Yeah, that one's pretty expensive.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow, well, there's a whole world out there of making money, investing. I think the important part here is investing the money that you make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But thank you.
That's right.
Investing in stocks or Lego, whatever you want to invest in.
Wow. Yeah.
This is incredible. So thank you so much, Sam, for opening our eyes. I'm sure many people listening are intrigued. We are right in the center of the Lego universe as well. I think the world's largest Lego store recently opened in Sydney.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
So I know where I'm going this weekend.
Yeah, there you go. I reckon a few people might be going up to their attics and dusting off a few old toy boxes 100%. And seeing what they've got in there.
Yeah. Well, if you get a few texts from me with some links, Sam, I'll just be asking your opinion on what looks good.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Epic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and share your $100 challenge idea. And a shout out to the rest of the Get Started community. If you want to come on the show just like Sam and share an idea that you have to save or make an extra $100, head to equitymates.com/contact and you'll be able to leave your idea and we'll get in contact. Sam, thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, heap, boys.
Well, there you go. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Whole world.
Money to be made.
Yeah.
But this is what I love about this challenge, hearing new ideas. I am genuinely interested in looking a little bit further in this.
Oh, stay tuned for Bryce's Lego dropshipping business. The difference between what Sam just told us and what you did last year was Sam, he had the hustle, you know?
He had the hustle.
Yeah, he was hand-washing bricks.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. An important reminder that the small things that you do, be it arbitraging Lego on Gumtree or, you know, not buying a coffee and saving that money on your way to work, it all makes a difference. And the small investments that you make today can really grow and compound over time.
Mm.
But Bryce, with that, we'll be back next week with another episode of GSI and we'll be back next month with our next $100 challenge.
Love it.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.